Richard Thompson is in the Cafe studio today with the Cafe's Michaela Majune, the preeminent master of British folk rock going back to his days with Fairport Convention, has a new album called Sweet Warrior. Interestingly enough, his former wife Linda and their offspring Teddy also have new albums. Richard will play live, but Michaela gets things underway by asking about a song from the new album called Needle and Thread.
There's a Welsh verse and a Scottish verse and an Irish verse.
Oh.
For some reason. I have my own reasons for doing this sort of thing.
Which you won't tell us.
No, it's too silly. I couldn't possibly tell you. I'll just run through it and you can hear what's going on. I see young girls with old faces. I see good girls in bad places. I see plain girls in finery. And everyone be the death of me. Needle and thread, needle and thread. Hammer down my needle and thread. I said, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I thread up my needle and then I sew my soul back together again.
Sew my soul.
Now pretty Caitlin, oh, she went too far. Shaking all she had at the topless bar, right in the face of Benham Bob. Put a little too much into the job. Needle and thread, needle and thread. Hand me down my needle and thread. I said, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I thread up my needle and then I'm gonna sew my soul back together again. Now sweet my Fanway, oh she took a shine. But she dumped me for dye, worked down the mines. Said I was a temp, but I was a keeper. He knew how to dig a little bit deeper. Needle and thread, needle and thread. Hammer down my needle and thread. I said hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. I thread up my needle and then I'm gonna sew my soul back together again. Now Bonnie Jean, she meant everything. But she threw back my heart and rang. Said she had other men who dig her. She was holding out for something bigger. Needle and thread, needle and thread. Hand me down my needle and thread. I said, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I thread up my needle and then I'm gonna sew my soul back together again. I thread up my needle and then I sew my soul back together again.
Well, that works. Richard Thompson on the World Cafe today with an acoustic version of Needle and Thread from his new album, Sweet Warrior. Wow. So Bonnie Jean is the Scottish lass, and Caitlin's the Irish, and Mifanwe is the Welsh. And you're not going to tell us the silly reason you put them all in
there. It's too silly. No. But when I do something sensible, I'll definitely let you know.
Well, hopefully we can get to something of that a little bit later on. Your playing is so much like another lyric thread in each song. This is a silly question, but how do you decide how to attack it, how to play it, what goes where? Is that a silly question? Does it just come to you naturally at this point, or what?
Yeah, I think it comes by instinct, really. I suppose you get a song, and then you think, well, you know, what's the best way I can set this song? You know, what can I do to enhance it? What can I do to put the song across to an audience? Because you know, it's no good singing a song to yourself. You know, you have to find some way to make it appeal at some level to the audience. So you're trying to find a setting, and and I suppose you can think, well, I'm just going to strum through this one or something, or you can think, well, I'm going to try and orchestrate this song. I'm going to try and think of some kind of bass line. I'm going to think of some kind of some kind of pattern that I can put under the song. You know, and I think sometimes as a guitar player, you might try and think like a pianist, or you might try and think like an orchestra. You know, and although you can't achieve either of those, it can just stretch you in other directions. You know, I think to just go strum isn't always the most exciting thing to see, you know, from a singer-songwriter. So I'm trying to push it a little bit.
And do you notate what you play where, or do you just remember it all?
Notate? Well, sometimes I notate if it's something that I don't think I'm going to remember, but... you know, I think with a song, you sit at home and you play it a lot, you know, and you figure out what's the best way to do it. Usually, you know, but sometimes you know, I'll have recorded something on an album playing electric, and someone will request an acoustic show, and I'll have to just kind of figure out a way to do it on the spot, which can be quite fun as well, you know, to try and come up with an instant arrangement.
Richard Thompson is our guest today on the World Cafe. There's been a lot of press on the song Dad's Gonna Kill Me, and it seems to be the closest to Spencer's poem of all the songs on the album. And it's definitely about war. It's about the Iraq War. You must be happy about all the press, because it seems like the intent of that song was to really get a message across, and that helps.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the song started out with just my interest in the language that the soldiers were using, and I suppose I was also empathetic with the soldier situation. I think you can be against the war and still feel sympathy for what the soldiers are going through on a daily basis. So that's where the song really started, and I think, you know, as I wrote it, you know, it became clearly an anti-war song, anti-that war anyway.
And I think a lot of the sympathy with the soldiers is a reason to be against the war. It's ironic that they call Baghdad Dad, and also that war is always old men sending young men to die.
Some things don't really change. Well, you know, Vietnam was Nam, and Afghanistan is the Stan. And Baghdad is Dad. You know, it's inevitable that things become abbreviated. You know, usually in a kind of slightly humorous way, which I think is another nice thing about soldiers' language, is it's this mixture of sort of cynicism and humor as a way to deal with their predicament.
How did you find out about their language? Were you there? Did you perform
I've never done that. There's websites that have, you know, GI rap and GI poetry and stuff.
Well, let's hear the song.
Okay.
Dad's Gonna Kill Me, Richard Thompson on the World Cafe.
Out in the desert there's a soldier lying dead, vultures pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here, nobody loves me here. And Dad's gonna kill me, Dad's gonna kill me.
You hit the booby trap and you're in pieces. With every bullet your red skin creases. Old Alibaba, he's a different species. Nobody loves me here, nobody wants me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. Dead meat in my Humvee Frankenstein. I hit the raw block, somehow I never hit the mine. The dice are rotten, I got lucky this time. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. A kid, another on the way. I might get home if I can live through today. Before I came out here, I never used to pray. Nobody loves me here, nobody needs me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's in a bad mood, Dad's got the blues. It's someone else's mess that I didn't choose. At least we're winning on the Fox Evening News. Nobody loves me here, nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. The Dawn Patrol went out and didn't come back. Hug the wire and pray like I told you, Mac. I'd have been shoveling bits of you into a sack. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. Stranger walking in my dreams. Who's that stranger cast a shadow across my heart? Who's that stranger I dare speak his name? Must be your death a walking, must be your death a walking. Dad's gonna kill me. Seven muzzle monkeys standing in a row, standing waiting for that sandbox to blow. Sitting targets in the Wild West show. Nobody loves me here, nobody wants me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me. Another angel got his wings this week. Chop broiled with his own Willie Pete. No one's dying if you speak double speak. Dad's gonna kill me.
So powerful. Dad's Gonna Kill Me, Richard Thompson today on the World Cafe doing an acoustic version of the song that's on his new CD, Sweet Warrior. What are muzzle monkeys?
Muzzle monkeys are just a name for GIs.
That's what they call themselves, muzzle monkeys?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you heard from a lot of soldiers, British, American soldiers or others about the song?
Soldiers are pretty much favorable to the song. They pretty much like it. They think it expresses their point of view in many cases. Families of soldiers really don't like it.
Because?
Because I think they feel that their sons are out there fighting for a cause, fighting for, you know, freedom and democracy. As far as I can see, you know, that this war really isn't about either of those things.
There's a lot of infidelity on this CD. There's the usual kind, but there's also all kinds of situations of people being betrayed by others. Like that song about the snitch, Sneaky Boy.
Sneaky Boy, yeah. Well, I think that's more of a kind of a, it's kind of a political figure. It's an unnamed political figure, but it's based on a real person.
Somebody we know.
Yeah, I'm sure, somebody you know, who I see as a kind of an appeaser, you know, as a, someone who'll kiss up to anybody, you know, to get a, you know, get something done, get a deal done or something. You know,
is it someone who's still in office?
No, it's someone with elastic principles. You know, I like to leave something, you know, slightly ambiguous, so that people can put something of their own interpretation on them.
Ambiguity is good. Americans are very literal minded, though.
Yeah.
Richard Thompson here with us, and what are you about to play for us, Richard?
This is a song called "Take Care of the Road You Choose." If I ever get out of these shoes, and I shrug off a skin or two, I'll come look at and all the wasted places beat up half dead rendezvous. It'd have been some other place, some other time to find me. I have been in my right mind, not looking for ghosts behind me. Then I'd hold you with my fingers burning, kiss away your little tears of yearning. But sometimes there's no time. Take care of the road you choose. And if I ever get out of my mind, guillotine myself to stop me dreaming, and let my heart go where it will. Without all those other voices screaming, some take the high, some take the low, some take the straight and narrow, some still standing at the crossroads, some flying like an arrow. My radar, I find you, darling. No regrets to blind you, darling. But never look behind. Take care the road you choose. Some other place.
endless. Some other time to find me. I have been in my right mind, not look at the ghosts behind me. Then I'd hold you with my fingers burning, kiss away your little tears of yearning. But sometimes there's no turning. Take care of the road to choose. Take care of the road to choose. Take care of the road to choose.
Richard Thompson today on The World Cafe with an acoustic version of Take Care of the Road You Choose, one of the songs on his new CD, Sweet Warrior. It seems like you certainly, I mean, why would anyone tire of making wonderful music and touring around to the adulation of fans? But it seems like you've been going strong for a long time and without interruption.
Well, I'm very fortunate to be in that position, you know. I've managed to keep fairly healthy.
Which is hard to do. On the road.
It's tough. You know, the road takes its toll of people. But I enjoy it. You know, a lot of people go on the road, but they don't really like it. You know, they like being musicians, but they don't really like, the touring. I really love playing live. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I certainly put up with all the travel, you know, that leads you to those moments. But for me, it's the best thing. It's the best part of being a musician is that feeling that you're communicating. You know, that you're in touch with an audience and maybe you're able to put something across. So, as long as I feel like that, you know, I'd like to keep going, please, if that's possible.
I remember one time you said that you hope to peak around age 75.
75 sounds quite close now. Can we make it 80?
We can make 85. It whatever. You're in charge. Yeah. You're totally in charge. Are you in touch with Ian Matthews, who was one of the people who founded Fairport Convention with you? Does he still live in Austin?
No, he lives in Holland. He lives in the south of Holland. And I saw Ian just 2 weeks ago. He came to the Fairport Festival. We have a big festival every year in August in a small, usually damp field in Oxfordshire. And I saw Ian there, and we sang a couple of songs together, which was great fun. And he's doing great. He's got a new family. He's got two wonderful young kids, and I've never seen him look so well. He looks fantastic.
How marvelous! So you can like forge ahead and do all these things, and still have ties to your entire history in music.
Well, again, I think I'm fortunate in that, you know, I started out in a really good band. You know, Fairport, we're a very good, very groundbreaking band, and I've always been very proud of that. And I've kind of stayed within that tradition as well. The kind of direction that we chose in Fairport, I'm still, you know, hopefully a little further down that road, but I'm still on the same road, and I'm still aiming, I think, for the same musical things. And we're one of those bands that always always got on well together. We were always friends, and it's just it's nice every year, every couple of years to see the old faces and to play some of the old songs.
You mentioned Ian's family. What about your family? I know your son Teddy has a new album, and it's really wonderful. It has a twang to it.
Yeah, it's a country record with strings. We're with a string quartet, which is. It's a nice idea. You know, I think he sings it great, and he's always had a love of country music since he was a kid. You know, he grew up on the Everly Brothers, which is strange, I suppose, but he's a strange boy. You know, no favoritism here, but I'd recommend everyone goes out and buys it immediately.
How about your little boy, Jack? He must be kind of older than a little boy by now.
My youngest, Jack's 15. He's a bass player. He's a very good bass player. And I've got a daughter as well, but my daughter Camila is, she's in her 20s and she's just finishing her first album. She's a wonderful singer. So, you know, it's a sort of competition with the Wainwrights to see who can get the most people on stage at one time.
That's great. Maybe you'll all tour together.
Yeah, it could be.
That'll be something to look forward to. Richard Thompson's our guest. His new CD is called Sweet Warrior, and there's a really stunning song, a beautiful evocation of what often happens between people called Sunset Song, which, do you want to say anything about that before you sing it?
Sunset Song, I see it as a kind of, it's a sort of a goodbye song. Perhaps it's an old man's goodbye song. I'm getting to be a bit of an old man myself, so, you know, when you get older, you have to say goodbye to a lot of things, a lot of friends, and at some point, you have to say the big goodbye, you know, to everything. So that's probably what I had in mind when I was writing this. Without your love, I must be moving. I never meant to linger here so long. With you or without you, though, it breaks my heart to hear the sunset song. To hear the sunset song. Wasn't that a time we had, and bless you for it? But I'm a stranger here, I don't belong. The band's down on the jetty, if you cup your ear, you'll hear the sunset song. You'll hear the sunset song. Held my breath, dive down deep enough, I might grow fins. Seems to me I've held my breath, held my breath to please you ever since. Ever since. Early morning, that's the time for fare-thee-wells. Slip out of the warm sheets and gone. But I long to hear it as I walk away, to hear the sunset song. In your waking, in your dreams, I'll not be martyred on that cross where some say I belong. Opinions are coffins, I'll just trust my feet to find the sunset song. To find the sunset song. Every day I'll wear your memory like a favorite shirt upon my back. In the hallway there's my suitcase, by the door I never did unpack. Never did unpack.
your love, I must be moving. I never meant to linger here so long. With you or without you, though, it breaks my heart to hear the sunset song. To hear the sunset song. To hear the sunset song.
Sunset Song, Richard Thompson playing live, another song from Sweet Warrior, and our thanks to Richard and to Michaela Majune for the wonderful session today. Coming up, we'll give his son some space, Teddy Thompson, next when we get back here to the World Cafe.